anybody tell you? Didn't anybody tell you how to gracefully disappear in a room? Meeting in the basement of my brain. It went the dull and wicked ordinary way. It went the dull and wicked ordinary way. Now, I'm sorry I missed you. I had a secret meeting in the basement of my brain. Tell you, didn't anybody tell you this river's full of lost sharks? Meeting in the basement of my
welcome to In Transit, a brand new episode of In Transit. We've got plenty of fun coming up soon with dream analysis and opportunities. T-O-D-A-Y.
Right now!
In Transit!
The Robert Kibia Show!
I think I went a bit out of time there. Well, yeah, just obviously I can't sing as well as Ollie, but I know. I'm quite happy with how that turned out.
I think it was beautiful.
Anyway, welcome to the first in our short season of guest presenters. And first today, we've got Mike Afro.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
You need to speak more into the mic, Mike. Sorry. Mike.
Like, speak into the mic, Mike.
Like, pretty much.
Like this.
Like this?
No, closer.
Even close. Like this?
Yeah, that's right, awesome. That's right. Okay, quick quiz. Name?
Mike.
Mike what?
Senator Ratner.
So we'll just call you Mike Afro. Yeah. He's got an Afro.
He's got a massive Afro.
Age?
20.
And course?
Medicine, of course.
Oh.
Why you've been you do medicine.
You're a medic, so.
Oh, don't expose it to the listeners. Okay. I was trying to be cool.
Okay. And interesting fact.
I can get lots of pens and pencils into my hair.
Yeah. How many?
72 was the last one.
72.
That's ridiculous.
That's got to be some kind of world record.
I think I might ask Guinness.
Check Guinness out. Yeah. Sort it out.
Okay. Well, all these questions, we find out some stuff about you, but mostly we'll find out most about you from your musical choices. So what have you got first for us?
I think it's going to be Crosstown Traffic by Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, we had to dodge the Crosstown traffic to get here today. Well, I did. I came in on my skateboard.
Exactly.
And I didn't get run over.
Does Solid know how to work that?
I do know how to work that.
Well, we've got an iPod Touch.
No, no,
insane.
iPhone.
iPhone in the studio.
Right, let's just play it.
Play it. Is it going? No, he doesn't know how to use it.
He doesn't know how to use it.
No. That's because it's not the right song.
There we go.
You had your fun, but darling, can't you see my signals turn from green to red? And with you, I can see a traffic jam straight up ahead.
Hey, that was Jimi Hendrix.
People already complimenting your funky music taste.
Exactly, like. Already emailing awesome. In. Remember, if you want to email in, it's studio@rarefm.co.uk or text RARE plus your message to 6300.
Also, there's the message box on the Rare FM website.
Just
RARE
in the top right-hand corner, email in the studio.
All right, Jimi Hendrix. They used the Jimi Hendrix song in the Watchmen film, which came out on Friday, and I saw.
I so want to see
it's
that.
Pretty good.
Yeah, these two haven't seen it.
Unfortunately, I'm not dedicated enough to not pay.
Anyone who's read the novel like I have kind of waited too long to see it, so I had to see it the day it came out.
Yeah, I know quite a few people went to see it on the day it came out.
I've already made a list of what I'd like and what I didn't like on the blog.
Already?
Yeah,
nice.
tintrains.blogspot.com if you want to see that, but I'll just go through a few of the main points. Linking back to Jimi Hendrix, they used the Jimi Hendrix song All Along the Watchtower, as well as Simon and Garfunkel, Sound of Silence, Hallelujah by not Jeff Buckley, Leonard Cohen, and all great songs, but they were really, really poorly used in the film. They just didn't.
Why? What do you mean? How?
Just they sound so cheesy. They don't suit the scenes or anything. But that's like the worst thing about it. Other than that, I think the film's pretty incredible. Really.
Is it mainly for fans though, or?
That's what I've heard. It's mainly for the fanboys.
Yeah,
and
the
stuff.
Escalation at the end of how they link it all together to the climax is done in like 2 minutes. So you probably
I've heard that it's you need to have read it or whatever to fully understand and appreciate it.
You'd prefer it more if you read the book, but I think people who haven't read it will still enjoy it.
Yeah, maybe no, it looks like a brilliant film.
Not as much as like...
The one thing I'm worrying about, does Dr. Manhattan actually just walk around with his cock out?
Yes, he does. He does.
Wow.
And,
is that the reason it's an 18? Yeah.
I don't envy the person who had to design his penis. Oh. If you don't know, Dr. Manhattan is the big glowing blue man who is always naked. So
reason he's always naked?
Just not really. I guess he just doesn't like wearing clothes.
Yeah, who does like wearing clothes?
Fair enough.
He doesn't have emotion, so I guess he doesn't feel shame. Anyway, we'll go into this more detail next week after DeSalle has seen it.
Yeah, definitely. We'll have a big group discussion on
anyway,
it.
Anyway, it's your song choice now.
I'm going to play Buen Chico, a Leeds band, which is vaguely where I'm from. But I love them. So yeah, this is them with Giving Your Gift.
But you think we'll talk about this after.
Yeah.
giving.
Right, that was Buen Chica.
A band you've seen many times, you just informed me.
Yeah, I've seen them loads of times, and I genuinely believe they should be way bigger than they are. And unfortunately, they didn't get signed to the good record label in Leeds, which is Dance the Radio, which all bands like the Pigeon Detectives and People are on. And Forward, Forward Russia run it,
really?
That label, yeah. Okay. But yeah, they've got all the Leeds bands that do eventually become famous are on Dance the Radio. But yeah, I think it's a shame.
We should get for Popaganda sometime.
I think so. Popaganda.
What is Popaganda?
Okay. It's a night that we at Live Music Society put on. We try and do it quite often, but we've only had one this term, which was this Tuesday just passed. The lineup was Dan... What is that first band called? I don't know. They don't matter. Our good friend Anthony...
Dixon.
Dave Dixon. Yeah, they played. Our good friend Anthony Dot Love rocked up and played.
Yeah, it's good.
We had this band called Cha-Cha, who were pretty cool.
They were pretty good, yeah. Quite like them.
And then the headliners were Four or Five Magicians. I thought they were amazing because they just came up. And even though there was like nobody there by then because it was quite late, they just rocked out anyway. They didn't seem to care. They were just having an awesome time, and I can admire
them. Yeah, I did enjoy their performance and stuff, but it was just... I love their music. I really want to hear them, like, on CD.
Well, you got one coming up, so...
Exactly, but they were just too... They were loud.
Yeah, they were bloody loud.
I've seen My Bloody Valentine, and I'm telling you, they were louder.
Yeah, it is a smaller room.
Yeah.
The drummer was really going for it. When we were tidying up afterwards, there's splinters of his drumsticks.
Yeah, there was like the remnants of his drumstick. It went from a drumstick to what looked like a toothpick.
Yeah, literally. Okay, so for the most of you out there, you probably haven't heard them, so I'm going to play a song by them now. It's called Change the Record. It's available on iTunes. I don't know if you can actually buy the CD. Anyway, here we go. We'll be right back. Okay, that was Four or Five Magicians. Not getting that much love on the emails. That's fair.
They were quite good live. I
much better
it.
Live than on record, I'll say that.
No, yeah. If they just quietened down a little bit.
Yeah. Ollie DeSalle's precious ears.
Exactly.
Quick reply to Kim on the email who said that the choices of music in Watchmen were really good. I agree. They're really good songs, but I just felt they didn't suit the film, especially Flight of the Valkyries didn't work at all. Anyway, another classic artist is coming to London for a 10-day, possibly more, stay at the O2 Arena.
No one could have failed not to have heard about this. Michael Jackson, my hero, the king of rock, soul, and pop.
When do tickets go on sale?
Friday the 13th.
Bad luck for everyone.
Exactly. I'm going to be there, like, with my phone, laptop, everything, trying to buy those tickets. There's nothing. I've been waiting my entire life for this.
Really?
I'm not going to lie.
What songs would you be hoping to hear?
Well, obviously, Stranger in Moscow, which we've played before.
I don't think he'll play that. It's all about Earth Song.
Earth Song? Wait, the scream that. Ah!
What about you, Mike? What do you want to hear?
I want to hear Billie Jean.
I tell you something about Earth Song, though. Earth Song, I think I was about six or seven, and I actually cried when Earth Song fell off number one. And who took that number one spot? Flipping Firestarter by The Prodigy.
Cried?
I cried when that number one spot was taken off. Like, I love Michael
Jackson.
How old
were you?
I gladly drink on some of his Jesus juice.
How old were you when you drank?
Drank?
when you cried?
I think it was about six. I definitely
pretty in tune with the music scene even back then, though.
Exactly. That's me. That was insane. I still remember it.
I don't know if you're stable enough to be analysing dreams.
I don't know.
To speaking of which, if you've got any dreams that need analysing, please email us at studio@rarefm.co.uk or leave a message at rarefm.co.uk, the website. Or
alternatively, just
send your message. Yeah. With Rare plus 6300. No, Rare plus your message to 6300.
And we'll read it out and see if your dream's worth analysing. As course, I am a professional dream analyzer. Well,
not yet.
Well, yeah, when are you doing that course?
One day in the future. Exactly. Right.
Have you paid for it yet? Have they just taken your money?
No, it's not a pay thing. It's free.
Oh, really?
There's a guy coming. Anyway, so
Mike's chosen a classic Michael Jackson song.
Of course,
for us.
It's the ultimate one. It's Billie Jean.
Oh. Do you think he can still do the moonwalk?
I reckon you can still do the moonwalk. The moonwalk's not that hard. It's all the, like, crotch thrusting and
How old is he now?
50? He's in his 50s, I think.
But he looks older. He looks scary.
It's just the plastic surgery going on.
It's so expensive for the tickets. I don't know if I can... I would like to see
him. How much are they?
I think everyone in my flat are going to go see him.
I want to go see him, definitely.
Oh, Jesus.
It's worth it to see Michael Jackson.
No, originally, it was just me, but then I managed to convince everyone else in my flat that...
Right. I think you've convinced me as well. Wait, when are the dates?
Can't remember. Sometime in July, I think.
He's doing more than just one.
He's doing 10
dates.
Possibly more.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Anyway, Billie Jean.
Billie Jean.
Billie Jean.
Billie Jean. Classic.
Sorry for whoever requested Don't Stop Till You Get Enough, but we read that afterwards. And we like Billie Jean a lot.
Billie Jean's another disco classic. You can't complain. The dancing in that video, actually.
With all the lighting up pavement.
Yeah, it's classic.
It's his best work.
It's almost as good as A and Ant Farm's Smooth Criminal.
That is true. Anyway, I say anyway a lot. I've noticed this from listening back.
Yeah.
But I don't care. You guys have something to talk about?
I do. Last night, one of the best food experiences of my life.
It was amazing.
We went to a pizza place on Dean Street, just off Oxford Street.
What was it called again? I forget.
Spaganapoli. Unfortunate name, but apparently means parts of Napoli. But no, the thing about this place is, get this, the pizza, it doesn't come in circles. No, that's for pussies. Comes in by the meter.
Pizza by the meter.
They come out with a huge thing of pizzas. It couldn't fit on our table. We had a table of 17 people and they couldn't fit all the pizza on. And like, we had like 25 centimeters of pizza each. We had like quarter of pizza, except one guy.
How wide is it? If it's...
It's wide. It's like a portion of pizza. You feel it's...
25 centimeters long or a meter long?
It's 25 centimeters long. Well, like, it comes as a meter, but then you cut your 25 centimeters.
Yeah, but, like, a meter is a length, not an area.
Okay. It's about 25 centimeters. It's wider than it is long, I think.
So
yeah.
It equivalates to about the same area as a 12-inch pizza.
It was a lot of food.
Sounds like a bit of a gimmick to me.
It is a gimmick, but it got me through the door. And I just love the fact they came along and they couldn't fit all the pizza on the table. Cause
they had to overlap, yeah.
What toppings did you guys get?
Well, me and Chris both got the old Napolitana, my favourite pizza, olives, mozzarella, anchovies, capers.
Ooh.
Yeah, I just had something with artichokes. I can't remember what it was.
Really?
Did they not
have any with barbecue sauce?
No, not the Domino's classic.
Well, what's the Domino's one you two always go for?
Texas barbecue.
Not always. We switch it up between Texas barbecue and Full House.
Oh, of course.
Insane.
But it was good then. Recommended? Very good.
Definitely recommended. Go there. It's a bit on the expensive side, but, you know, for a gimmick, who wouldn't pay money? But anyway, I'm going to play a song now. And as it's a lovely morning today, I feel like a real DJ. It's a lovely morning today. And
it's afternoon now.
Shut up. And it was a lovely morning, so I'm going to play some Junior Boys, because I feel we've not played any slightly electronic stuff in a very long time, and I think that's a shame. So this is Junior Boys with In the Morning, believe it or not.
I was so in the mood for a bit of that. Thanks for that. I've only just recently got into Junior Boys.
I love them.
Their new album's out, Begone Doll Care. It's not out. It's out in like 2 weeks.
Pretty soon.
It's out on the internet if you know where to look. Anyway.
But we didn't tell you that.
We are all fans of Flight of the Conchords here, aren't we?
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
And I really think the second series is brilliant.
I've not actually seen any. Well, I've seen bits.
I'd almost say it's better than...
I kind of feel like that's blasphemy, though, because the first one was so good.
The first one is amazing.
And those songs they were working on then, they've been working on for years. And then I think all the new songs are even better.
Exactly.
I really think they've hit their stride. They're so talented.
They have.
They can write a sitcom and good music and funny lyrics, and they're just brilliant.
I think
they act in it.
I think the episodes of this one, I prefer the episodes in this one, the storylines in the second series.
Yeah, they're so bizarre. I loved... What's been good storyline so far? Jermaine becoming a prostitute.
Yeah.
What else has been good?
Canine epilepsy.
Canine epilepsy.
Oh, I saw that one.
With Barbara.
Absolutely incredibly funny. Barbara.
That's the thing. The joke that most got me about that episode wasn't the canine epilepsy. It was Jermaine and Brett's arguments over what this girl's name was. Was it Barbara or Barbara?
And obviously, the whole way through, you're supposed to think, well, Brett's being retarded, calling her Barbara. And then at the end, she goes, my name's Barbara, not Barbara. Absolutely brilliant. You have to see it. What's your favourite Flight of the Conchords song, Mike?
Oh, probably Brett, You've Got It Going On. Brett, but I haven't seen second season.
That's not on the album, but I bought it off iTunes this week. Brilliant.
Pretty cool. Now, mine would either be Into You, because I just love it when Jermaine cracks out a little toy Glockenspiel keyboard thing, or... just for the sheer beauty of the cinematography, the lyrics and everything, Rejected, Murray's song from the beginning. It's the opening song of the second series. It's amazing.
Brilliant.
It's the way to open up a series, I think.
Well, up until recently, my favourite was Rhinoceros versus Hip Hop Opossumus, but featuring Rhinoceros and Hip Hop Opossumus, which is brilliant. But
call me the Rhinoceros because my lyrics are bottomless.
It's Hip Hop Opossumus because my lyrics are bottomless. Anyway.
Oh, sorry.
Get it right, Sol.
No, I need a slap. Tom Allen, who's coming on the show soon, he'll correct it on that. He'll be able to rap non-stop for us.
Really? We'll have to put him on the spot.
I've heard him rap non-stop for an hour before.
That must have been annoying.
Yeah, but it was impressive.
Maybe we should make him only rap when he comes on the show.
I think so. That should be the way forward.
Anyway, I said that Hip Hop Opossumus versus Rhinoceros has been my favourite up until recently. My new favourite was in episode 5 of series 2. It's called Carol Brown. And I think... not just because the lyrics are funny, but it's a genuinely really good song. Also, I think they're going to release it as a single because the bit in the video, in the episode, is just like a music video. And it was the whole episode was directed by Michel Gondry, directed Eternal Sunshine and music videos
Signs of Sleep.
He's done Everlong.
Loads of White Stripes music
videos. Everlong music video, Bjork videos, White Stripe videos.
Best video, Chemical Brothers. I can't remember the
one with the fish.
No, the one with the train. It's just looking out of a train.
Everything
matches up to it. It's amazing.
Is that Michel Gondry?
That's Michel Gondry.
Oh, he's incredible. Anyway, check out the video on YouTube. But right now, I'm going to play the song. This is Carol Brown from the second series of Flight of the Conchords.
Loretta broke my heart in a letter. She told me she was leaving and her life would be better. Joe broke it off over the phone. After the tone, she left me alone. Jen said she'd never ever see me again. When I saw her again, she said it again. Jen met another man. Lisa got amnesia, just forgot who I am. Felicity said there was no electricity. Emily, no chemistry. Fran ran, Bruce turned out to be a man. To go, I couldn't go with the flow. Carol Brown just took a bus out of town, but I'm hoping that you'll stick around.
He doesn't cook or clean, he's a good boy from material.
Ooh, we can eat cereal.
You lose interest fast, his relationships never last.
Shut up, girlfriends from the past. Say,
jealous girlfriends from the past. Mimi will no longer see me. Brittany hit me. Paula, Persephone, Stella, and Stephanie. There must be 50 ways that lovers have left me. Carol Brown just took a bus out of town. Love is a delicate thing. It could just flow away on the breeze.
He says the same thing to me.
How can we ever know we found the right person in this world? Love is a mystery. It does not follow a rule. Mona, you told me you were in a coma. Tiffany, you said that you had an epiphany. Would you like a little cereal? Who organized the squire? Every girlfriend's, was it you, Carol Brown? Was it you, Carol Brown? Carol Brown just took a bus. But I'm hoping it will stick around. Stick around.
Enjoyed that. People asking us to reintroduce you, Mike, because they've only just woken up. Lazy people.
Why would you not try and listen to every second you can of this weekly glorious wonder show?
Anyway, we have in the studio Mike Afro.
I'm here.
But his full name is Mike
Senevratna.
I don't know.
Keeping it real for the...
There's a few more, but yeah, the simple...
What's a few more?
Yeah, say your full name.
I'll tell you my full name.
Oh, is it longer? Okay, mine's Michael Sunil De Silva Senevratna.
Mine's Dasal Tarika Abaratni. But I did used to have another name before that, so it would have used to have been Hetirachi Gay Dasal Tarika Abaratni.
Wow. Okay.
I got the first one removed by Deedpod because I got fed up with all my official things coming with my first name, which
really?
I don't actually...
Is it hard to get your name changed by Deedpod?
It's not hard. You go to a website.
Wow. Pay interesting a bit of money. Fact about Dasal there.
Can you be called anything?
Yeah.
Seriously, anything.
The possibilities are endless.
Anyway, it's time for Dream Analysis.
Yeah.
And we're queuing up the jingle.
We are actually queuing up the jingle. Okay, guys, this is exciting.
In the past, I'm sure you've all known that it's been a joke when we said we're going to queue up the jingle. But today, Ollie has recorded the jingle for us.
Because Ollie sadly left the show.
Let's just say you haven't heard the last of Ollie on In Transit. That's what
I'll
say for now. But we're going through a short period of guest presenters. But
anyway, have you queued up the jingle?
I'm ready.
Here we go. Play it.
Dream analysis
with
Dasal. Wow. What the hell was that?
That was amazing.
That was ridiculous.
That was awesome. Can we play it again?
We'll play it again at the end. Let's do the dream.
Okay. That was awesome.
Whoa. That kind of scared me.
The reverb was immense.
Whoa. No need for us to chime in anymore. I feel redundant. I don't know if I like it. It's like the new beginning of The Simpsons. I didn't.
Why
like
would
that.
You change it after so long?
Yeah, after 12 episodes or whatever. Why would we change it now? Oh well, it's the next best thing to not actually having Ollie on the show. Anyway,
exactly.
We've got a dream from someone anonymous.
Ooh,
have you got your dream analyzing hat on, Dasal?
Yes.
Ah, there we go. Okay, we don't know who you are, so if you could tell us your name. This is your dream. I woke up on a train. The sun is shining through the windows.
Okay.
A figure hops from my train to the neighbor train. The doors slide closed. I pry them open and leap into the other train, only to remember I left my green kit bag on the other train. I find a police officer on top of a plinth who will only find my bag if I answer his cunning riddles. Then I wake up.
Okay.
Strange dream.
I think you've been taking some interesting substances there. Now, that there, very interesting. Common dream.
Common, is it?
I don't know. I think parts of it are common. The fact, you know, he's on a train and he sees the sun's coming in. His life's good. He's just sitting back enjoying the place. He's going places in his life, literally on the train. And it's sunny, beautiful day. But everything goes wrong. He sees a mass figure, some person he can't quite make out, who's escaping, leaping away. And your curiosity all of a sudden starts to think, maybe I'm not having such a good time in my life. Maybe, you know, this sunny train of life isn't where it should be. And maybe I should escape too. So I think, you know, you jump onto the other train to try and pursue this new pathway for yourself. But is that the way to go? I think there's a reason you get drawn back, you know. Don't follow other people as examples. You know, if it's working for you, go with it.
Your kit bag. You don't know what you've got till it's gone.
Exactly. Stay with your kit bag. You know, you've realised just how valuable, you know, the other train in your kit bag was to you. As for the policeman at Plinth, I think that's just weird. But I could, let me think. Let me recall some of my classic dream and ass training. Policeman at Plinth. It's an authority figure. You know, you need to... You're still confused whether this is the right pathway for you, even though you've tried a bit of both. You tried escaping onto the other pathway, you're back on this pathway, but you still need reassurance as what is the pathway for you? What should I seek? And I think, personally coming from me, you should seek the train that you're currently on, the sunny train. It's happy. Don't go away. You're having a good time. And but I'd have to overall say it sounds a little bit Alice in Wonderland-esque, what with being on a plinth and things, but I think you're incredibly weird, and I think it's probably a good job you haven't mentioned your name. So,
well, I just found out who it's from.
Oh, who was it from?
It's from Ollie.
Oh, Ollie.
Whoa.
Oh.
It could be like the train is in transit and he's jumped off just for a little while.
Exactly.
But his back, kit bag is like the jingles.
His kit bag is us.
Yeah. Well, he'll be back soon.
He will.
When the trains cross paths once more. So anyway, are we done with dream analysis?
I think so.
Are you ready for this
jingle?
The jingles
should come up.
You ready?
Yeah.
Dream analysis. He sounds like a bit of an alien in that. I don't know.
It's amazing. Shows what you can do with a Mac.
He also made me another jingle. Do you want to hear it?
I think we should save it for another teaser later on.
All right, a bit later. Okay, Mike, back to you on your song choice. I hope that helped you, Ollie, by the way. Oh, crackle. What's going on with the crackle? Ooh. Are you ready?
I'm playing the song right now.
What song?
Superfly, I think, by Curtis Mayfield.
Nice, nice.
The classic.
Nice Sunday tune.
The aim of his role was to move a lot of blow. Ask him his dream. What does it mean? He wouldn't know. Can't be like the rest. It's the most he'll confess. But the time's running out, and there's no happiness. Oh, super fly. You're gonna make your fortune, bye-bye. But if you lose, don't ask no questions why. The only game you know is do or die. Super fly.
Wonderful. Curtis Mayfield, Superfly. Thanks for that, Mike. What have you... You were just talking about something you've been...
Oh, yeah, I've just been... just started watching a new thing on 4OD yesterday. Garth Marenghi's Dark Place.
Yes.
I don't know if you, have you seen it?
Yes.
My flatmate... Have I seen Nick, Garth Marenghi's Dark Place?
Nick, who has... He was on the show a couple of weeks ago, my flatmate. He has the DVD of the...
I love Dark
it
Place.
Is hilarious.
I only saw one episode, but it's really good.
Which episode did you see?
The first one.
Oh, brilliant.
I hadn't seen... I loved it. I watched it when it was originally on TV.
Should explain what it is in case people haven't seen it.
Okay, yeah, let's go.
How would you describe it?
You've probably seen more than I have. I've only seen it two or three.
I'd describe it as it's this guy. At first, you don't know. There's still a slight inkling of doubt. Is it actually real?
Yeah.
Until you see all the famous comedians in it. But no, it's this guy. He's supposedly a writer. He's a horror writer.
Garth Marenghi.
And back in the 80s, he produced a TV program, a TV series, but it never got played at the time. He was horrified.
It's supposed to be a horror, like a horror TV series.
You know, they never played it. You know, it just didn't satisfy the big bosses at the big cheese.
It was too much for them.
Just too much for them to handle. It was too out there. But then, back they came crawling, you know, in the depths of TV despair. They came crawling back to Garth and, you know, they wanted him to dig it out because it's just such golden gems of TV. So they brought back this 80s TV horror hospital drama. And
they're playing the episodes, but at the same time they're cutting to interviews with this is all a spoof. It's all a massive spoof. They're cutting to interviews with Dean Lerner with all the actors who are in it, just saying this is really hardcore. This was too hardcore, stuff like that.
Dean Lerner's my favorite. Richard Iode.
Is Dean Lerner the guy from the
It Crowd?
Yeah, stuff.
And he's also Sabu in Mighty Boosh.
So. Is it? Oh yeah,
they're all very. Those group of comedians are very closely interlocked.
Both Noel Fielding and
Julian Barrett
are in Garth Marenghi's Dark Place a couple of times. We saw Julian Barrett a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, at the Odeon. Cinema. Yeah,
apparently,
with a woman who wasn't his wife. This is what Nick says. I think
he's cheating on his wife. You heard it here first.
Exactly.
But I don't think it's true. Anyway, you've got a song for us. Oh, we recommend Garth Marenghi's Dark Place.
You can watch it on
4OD for free. So why wouldn't you? Cool.
But yeah, no, I'm going to play Louis XIV because they're a band that I used to really like and then I stopped listening to them and then I've all of a sudden rediscovered them again.
Where are they? Are they French? I've never heard of them.
No, they're English. But yeah, this is Louis XIV, Finding That True Love Is Blind.
something I want. On your little Asian friend, well, she can come if she wants. I want all the self-conscious girls who try to hide who they are with makeup. You know, it's the girl in the front with the tight pants I really want to shake up. Hey, carrot juice, I want to squeeze you away until you bleed. I'm finding out. And your vanilla friend, well, she looks like something I need. I'm finding out. I want this little smart girl with your glasses and all your books. I'm finding out. And I want this stupid girl who gives me all those dirty looks. I'm finding out. That's mine.
Wind me up and make me crawl to you. You up and make you crawl to me. Tie you up until you come to me.
If you want an idea of what Mike's afro is like, we just put on the headphones in the studio and you actually can't see them through his hair.
Yeah, they're lost in the maze.
Disappear. If you want to see what it actually looks like, he's in my profile picture at the moment on Facebook.
I am.
Go check it out.
The guy sitting behind me, you if you just think big hair, you'll know which guy.
Oh, it's not the Monday picture, is it?
Yeah, it is.
It is the Monday picture. No. And as I've just realised, you know, we all thought we looked pretty manly in it, but I've just realised that...
Don't.
It looks, yeah, we do look manly, but in the sort of 1970s San Francisco downtown, slightly dodgy bathhouse sort of manly way.
Yeah.
And I think it's a good look.
I think it's a good look. We've got an inquiry from Lucy. He wants us to find out what cream corn is. Do you know what it is?
Cream corn? Blended
corn.
Sweet corn, yeah.
I don't know.
They use it for loads of sort of stuff. Like,
we're not Wikipedia. Why are we answering these questions?
Yeah, they eat it in America with like their turkey and stuff.
I've got a quick thing to tell you. You and Ollie, if he's still listening. And the other listeners, that I should have told you before the show, but now we're on the show, so I'll tell you. My friend Evan, who runs 130bpm.com, they've just upgraded their server, and they'd like to move our blog onto their server, which means we'll be linked onto their site and their other sites. And
that'd be a man.
We might have to have some adverts and stuff, which make fine, it look more pro. He can get us a .com address if we want. Unfortunately, tintrains.com is taken with some stupid website. So we don't know what we're going to call it. So if any listeners have any ideas what you think we should move the blog to, email in.
So does Evan read the blog then?
I guess so.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's pretty sweet.
He just loves everything and everyone. He's a cool dude.
130bpm is actually really quite good. It's got a lot better recently.
Yeah.
And a lot more up to date.
It's a music site that kind of like Pitchfork, if you know what that is.
No.
It's kind of like all the rest of those sort of Stereo Gum and Gorilla versus Bear.
Just a good music good website for music, news and reviews that I write for occasionally. I haven't written for them for like a month now.
I
write something new. Anyway, so if you have any ideas what you'd like the blog to be moved to, something, www.youridearhere.com.
Email in.
You got any ideas to sell?
Tin trains with a hyphen?
Could do.
I don't know.
I'm not a fan of the hyphen.
Yeah, me neither.
I think we should just try and bully the guy who's got tintrains.com.
Yeah, buy it off him.
I know, give him a fiver.
It's a useless website. It's gone absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's my choice of song. I've chosen an indie cover of a pop classic.
Yeah.
A Phil Collins song, Against All Odds. And this cover is by the Postal Service.
Such a tune.
Are you ready?
I am ready.
How can I just let you walk away? Just let you leave without a trace? When I stand here taking every breath with you. Ooh, you're the only one who really knew me at all. How can you just walk? Share.
you turn around. Turn around and see me cry. There's so much I need to say to you. So many reasons why. You're the only one who really knew me at all. So take a look at me now. Oh, there's just an empty space. And there's nothing left here to remind me. Just the memory of your face. Oh, take a look at me now. There's just an empty space. But to wait for you is all I can do. And that's what I've gotta face. Oh, take a look at me now. I'll just be standing here. And you coming back to me is against the odds. And that's a chance I've got to face.
Chilled out.
Exactly. It's what I like on a Sunday afternoon.
I do like studying music, music theory, and things like, well, not really, but this kind of tenuous link into our next story.
It's tenuous links. It's what we specialize in.
A university in Liverpool, Liverpool Hope University, are now offering, well, from September, we'll be offering a degree in The Beatles. How ridiculous
good.
Is this?
It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of.
What is it? Sort of their discography and so on? Or?
The course titled The Beatles, Popular Music and Society. That's the name of
it. I love how they try to sort of mix in a bit of sociology and stuff in there.
Yeah, 12-week modules and a dissertation. That's all there is. Modules include studio sound and compositions of The Beatles and the evolution of music in Liverpool since the 1930s. Why just Liverpool? I know The Beatles came from Liverpool, but...
Who else came from Liverpool?
The Wombats.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And go faster.
Yeah.
What are the entry criteria for that degree?
I don't know.
Is it like...
I can't imagine they're like very high.
If there are any.
If you've got 3 Beatles albums.
Yeah, literally.
Come on in. It is one of the most ridiculous courses I've ever heard. But
if you've got the whole Beatles discography, there's no point in you taking it, is there?
Exactly.
You
already what know is the point? But no. I can remember you were saying, Mike, that there's a...
What was I saying? Oh, yeah, surfing science in Plymouth, which
surfing
is...
Surfing science, golf course design somewhere.
I know Aberystwyth do surfboard studies.
What like the making?
That's just surfboards, not surfing.
Just looking simply at how they glide through the water.
Yeah.
Wow. I wonder if they do like a branch out into skateboards or snowboards or something. Wow. Fascinating. Not very useful.
Intense.
I would think. But a degree in The Beatles might be quite interesting.
Be pretty cool.
Could be taken
do.
Full or part time if you're interested.
Yeah, who knows? I might even.
I was going to say we could intercalate to Sal. That'd be awesome.
Intercalate in a Beatles degree, if only.
If it was happening in London, I might just go sit in on the lectures.
Yeah, I probably would. It's so easy to sit in on lectures. Just to go there.
Well, sometimes you have to show your ID card.
Ooh.
But anyway, you've chosen the Beatles song for us,
Mike. I have.
What? Well, oh. The Wire.
Need The Wire.
not The Wire, the program. But,
The Wire is a great program.
Yeah, is that good? Because I really should start watching that, I think.
I don't particularly like it.
We've talked about too much TV already today.
Yeah, okay. Well, here it is.
I think it's today. Yeah.
Ticket to Ride, which makes me think of trains, which reminds me of tintrains.blogspot.com.
That
if you have any ideas,
website.
If you have any ideas what website we should move it to, something.com, email in.
Also reminds
me a little bit of Ollie's dream about trains.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Exactly.
And I think it's about time we unleash his other jingle on the world. Are you ready for this?
I was totally creeped out by this.
He's multi-tracked himself, okay? I'll warn you in advance.
That sounds amazing. He's put far too much effort into this. He's missing the show, obviously.
Are you ready?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Dum 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 dum. Archimian's a DJ. Well, what do you think about that? He has some DJ headphones. He has a DJ set. He has some indie T-shirts. He has some skateboard shoes. And every Sunday afternoon, he relates band reviews. And someday, if I can, I'm gonna be a DJ like Rob Archimian, like Rob Archimian. Let's make music, let's make tunes, tune tune transit for the spoons.
Wow.
What does he do all day?
Amazing.
Literally, what does he do all day?
That's literally the best thing I've ever heard.
I know. I don't know. It kind of creeps me out, especially the ending. I can't take three Ollies at once.
You just have it as your ringtone, Rob. That'd be sick.
Yeah.
That would actually be quite good.
I'd proudly have that as my ringtone.
Maybe I will have that as my ringtone. Anyway.
That's awesome.
He has no life at all, that boy.
Yeah, but he's always complaining about how he has no time to finish reading books. Well, it's because...
Yeah.
Anyway, your song, Dessel.
Yeah, well, I was thinking we were playing some pretty nice chilled out Sunday afternoon music, and for that reason, I'm going to play my favourite chilled out Sunday afternoon song.
Favourite ever?
No, but one of my favourites. It's a classic for, well, if you like me, and let's think about this, not set in LA, but in London. This is Drinking in LA by Bran Van.
Wait, why do you like songs about drinking on a Sunday afternoon?
Who doesn't?
Okay.
Maybe I've got a problem. We don't talk about this, but okay. Here it is.
Hi, my name is Stereo Mike.
Yeah, we got three tickets to the Brand Van concert happening this Monday night at the Pacific Palisades. Well, you can all in if you want to answer a couple of questions. Mainly, what is Todd's favorite cheese?
Ring-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding. Want those three Brand Van tickets, man? What do you think? Time, you there?
Why?
Yeah, mighty thirsty, all right.
I woke up again this morning with the sun in my eyes. When Mike came over with a script surprise. A mafioso story with a twist. A two-wrong fool, Julie Numa. Here to get your ass out of bed. He said, I'll explain it on the way.
We'll be right back.
3000.
You bought the album of that last year, I believe.
Yeah, last year I found it in a CD DVD exchange and just rummaging around, and it was only a quid. And I thought I have to buy this album. I used to love that song, and actually I quite like a few of the other songs on the album.
Really? And when they've ever one hit wonder.
They were a bit of
one
of those
slew of one hit wonders that came in the 90s.
Okay. Stuff like D-Light, which creeps in the heart.
And Salt and Pepper.
Yeah. Oh no, Salt and Pepper have got quite a few songs.
That's not who I was thinking of.
But no. I bought their CD, and yeah, looks like a pretty unsuspecting, just normal CD. Then I open up the inlay inside, and there was a dot to dot. Oh, there was just a bunch of dots. I had no idea what was going on, so I decided I'm going to do this dot to dot. And so I started off, and slowly but surely the form started to come together. And I realised it was basically a woman spread eagle mounting a deer. I thought it was genius.
That is disgusting. That must have been a pretty complex dot to dot.
Yeah, like she was like spread eagle. Like, yeah. When I started to go around the sort of lady regions, and I started to realise what was going on there, I sort of started to realise, okay, this is your normal average dot to dot.
Amazing, amazing. Good places to buy cheap CDs, CD and Video Exchange. All the good CD shops are on Berwick Street.
Yeah.
Except, definitely. Actually, I bought 2 CDs from Borders yesterday because they're actually really cheap.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of FOP, but I only FOP's know Leicester Square is the only place that I've
Is there one at Leicester Square? The one at Cambridge Circus?
Yeah, there's one at Cambridge.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, that's the only one there is
there
in London.
There used to be one in Canterbury, got closed down. There used to be one in Camden.
There used to be one in Camden, which is now an All Saints clothing shop.
Yeah. FOP is good.
FOP used to go, but then they went bankrupt.
Anyway, you've got a song for us, Mike?
I do indeed, yeah. It's The Kinks this time.
The Kinks.
Cool.
Which Kinks song?
Strangers is one of my favourites.
Go for it.
Okey-doke.
Whack it on.
Thank you.
the Kinks.
Sweet, sweet.
Good choice. Unfortunately, our time with you is almost up, but not
sadly.
Not too quickly, because we've got enough time to mention, to talk about Dasal's topic of choice.
My topic of the week, body hair.
Body hair.
Of course.
After watching a recent Horizon documentary, because I am actually a documentary fiend, but this week's Horizon was all about body hair, and do people actually enjoy it? What is the purpose of body hair? And apparently women actually kind of prefer bare-chested men.
Lucky me, I've got no hair on my chest.
I've got my three.
You've got no hair on your chest, Mike?
No? Not much.
Not much, not but much. You have got hair in many other places.
You've got a lot of hair in other places.
Yes.
Where would these places be?
Unsavory regions.
Unsavory regions.
I think.
Let's just say he likes to whip it out.
That was acceptable.
I think when we heard it, someone compared it to the Grand Canyon if it was full up of bushes. It's what it looked like.
It's what it looks like. It's okay. Let's just say he's got a massive afro on his head. Just imagine. Yeah, exactly. But yeah, after that, and apparently toupees are making a comeback.
Toupees are making. They went away. I can never tell when someone's wearing a toupee.
I know. No, sometimes it's very obvious.
Oh, I had a teacher at school, Mrs. Gray, who I swear wore a toupee.
Mrs. Gray, but probably
looks kind of like Art Garfunkel.
I love that Simon, that Flight of the Conchords episode.
Relating back to Flight of the Conchords. Yeah. Anyway, I think that's time up. Have you had a fun time today, Mike?
I have. It's been good.
Good.
It's my Sunday.
That's what we liked.
Next week we've got the wonderful Will Benton, I think.
Yeah.
Hopefully coming in. He listens. What does he listen to? More dancey stuff, isn't he?
There's more dancey
stuff. So he might jazz up the show a bit.
Exactly. I like having guest listeners.
Are you just working through the Mando list?
Yeah, kind of. Tom Allen was also at Mando for a little bit. And he's in 2 weeks. And he likes pop punk, which will also be a new
genre. Pop punk, ska punk.
Which will be a new genre for us.
I think that should be our more pop punky episode. I've wanted to do one.
Okay. Well,
relive my childhood.
Well, until then, we've still got more indie. So I'm going to finish the show with a band that I'm currently going through a bit of a love affair with, the New Pornographers, who are a Canadian supergroup, apparently. There's like two Canadian supergroups, the New Pornographers and Broken Social Scene.
Broken Social Scene, definitely. I love Broken Social Scene. Wait, who's in the New Pornographers?
AC Newman, Nico Case, Dan Bejar, or Bejar, I'm not sure how you say his surname, and several other people.
Luckily, I know none of them. I know the Dan guy, but yeah.
Okay, so this is a testament to Youth in Verse. Check out I've chosen this song because I just love the vocals they've done at the end of this. Check it out, and we'll see you next week.
Should you go looking for a testament to Youth in Verse? Variations on the age old curse. You blame the stations when they play like a fool, and like a fool you get paid. Baby, think twice. The bells ring, no, 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 no.
bells ring. No, 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 no. The bells ring. No, 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 no. The bells ring. No, 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 no. The bells ring. No, 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 no. The bells ring. No, 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 no. The bells ring. No, 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 no,
God, guys, it stinks in here. I'm sorry.
Absolute reeks.
I haven't shouted today.
So
I'm sorry.
A bit sweaty. I haven't shouted today either.
Should we all go shower together? Then?
I think we should shower together.
That'd be good. I'd like
that. Can I drop the soap?